And this is the second puppy group break we've been lucky enough to be involved in this year. We did one at Easter for the teenagers, and the puppy adventure breaks run by the Royal British Legion gives the opportunity for children of serving personnel to go away and have fun together and experience a challenge that they've maybe not taken part in before. So this summer it was the chance for our P4 to 7s to have a go. So our 8 to 11 year olds all went to Ganaway Activity Centre, where they took part in activities for 3 days and 2 nights overnight. They were taking part in anything from caving to climbing to doing high ropes. Lots of them were quite nervous because they hadn't done some of the activities before, so it was an opportunity for them to try something outside their comfort zone and to gain a little bit of independence, because some of them maybe haven't spent that much time away from both their parents anyway, so it was a great opportunity for them to do that.
The AWS support workers, did they get involved?
I think we only maybe had one volunteer who went on the high ropes. That was probably more because we were just busy organising everything else. But yes, they were involved certainly in the evening time activities. The centre delivered all of our activities during the day, and then it was over to us to keep them entertained until they were tired enough to go to bed and go to sleep. For some, that was impossible. But yes, our staff got well involved.
The weather, how did that affect what activities were able to be done?
We were supposed to do canoeing, for example, and the first day we had some nice weather, but it was quite windy, so that stopped us from doing canoeing. So some of the water-based activities we planned we weren't able to do because of the wind, but on the whole we were quite lucky with the weather. We did have some thunderstorms on our last evening.
Caving can sometimes be very much dictated by the weather. If there's heavy rain, caves can be flooded and things. How did you manage that?
Well, the caves are actually artificial caves, so the great thing about it is it's a really safe environment for them to experience that kind of activity. So they crawl in there, and once they're in there and it's dark, they could be anywhere. And they actually don't even go under the ground. It's all on top of the ground, but to them, they actually don't realise that because they're crawling through tunnels and squeezing through little gaps.
Sophie, you were on the puppy break. Tell us more about it.
We did loads of different activities. We did the zip line, the high ropes. We did caving. There was archery.
What was your favourite thing you did?
The zip line.
Was that just you like jumping off high things and going very fast?
Yeah.
You weren't a wee bit scared?
Yeah, I was really scared.
Jacob, was it good catching up with some of the folks from the other camps?
Yeah, it was.
Of all the activities that Sophie's already mentioned, what was your favourite?
I think it was ziplining, because I just love having thrills, especially when you get pushed off at the first.
What about the caving? Was it a little bit scary?
It wasn't so much scary, but more like fun and thrilling, since like you had to go through the caves, which were quite far down, and when we had to go under the bridge, it had nothing underneath it. We were just crawling through like this little tunnel where nothing was underneath us, so it felt a bit scary then, and that's it.
Well, you were very brave. But anyway, you had a very enjoyable 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio BFBS in Hollywood.